Singer Shamika Copeland is the daughter of the late Texas blues guitarist Johnny Copeland. She released her debut album at age 19. She's now 33 and a third, which also happens to be the title of her latest album. Meredith Oakes has this review.
Shamika Copeland says that she didn't really find her singing voice until her teen years, when her father's health began to decline. On her new CD, she finds a different kind of voice, one that's eager to participate in our national dialogue. This song puts an American twist on Marie Antoinette's famous phrase about the poor, "Let them eat cake." Although the songs on Shamika Copeland's new album address universal themes like income inequality and domestic violence, they're also very personal to her, stemming from some of her own life experiences. And she's as bold in her message as she is in her singing. This song challenges religious hypocrisy, urging the faithful to re-examine whether or not their actions truly match their deeply held beliefs. It's a conversation that many would shy away from, but Copeland is not afraid to go there. You gotta hide.
Sounds like somebody else's Jesus. Somebody else's Jesus. Sounds like somebody else's Jesus. Sure don't sound like mine.
Far from breaking with tradition, Shamika Copeland embodies the blues with her powerful vocal chops and fearless tackling of social issues. The blues has always been about what's going on, whether it's in someone's home, in the town square, all across the country, or in a person's soul. It's in Copeland's blood, and on her new CD, it's in her voice, too.
Shamika Copeland's new album is called 33 and a Third.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. Our engineers today are Stu Rushfield and Peter Alina.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Rob Ballinger, Theo Balcom, Melissa Gray, and Greg Dixon. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.